This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, so how are you, George?
I'm good, and you? I'm good.
I love seeing you because it means Friday's here, but today's like a mini Friday.
It is like a mini Friday.
What are you doing for the long weekend?
Going away.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you going to be flying, riding bikes, anything like that?
Nothing like that. I'm going to be doing as little as possible. As CS says, don't want to see outside for 4 days.
Hey, do you do those gyrocopters?
I've flown in one, and I've had the opportunity to fly one.
Yeah?
I don't have a license for one, but instructor took me up and gave me the controls when we were up.
What are they like?
And they are a lot stiller than a fixed wing aircraft because the blades cut the air.
Yeah.
You don't feel the bumps. You don't feel the bumps as much.
So you mean it's more stable?
Yes.
And
yes.
Is it quieter or is it loud?
No, you still hear the engine
noise. Because you're kind of open, right? You don't have a cockpit.
Some of them are closed, some of them are open. Depends on which one you want to buy. Yeah, the more expensive ones are closed.
And how high do you usually fly above the ground?
Maximum ceiling of any naturally aspirated aircraft, including the human body, is about 14,000 feet. And then you get into that situation where you can't breathe. So that's 14,000 feet above sea level, but we generally fly at about 2,000 feet above the ground.
Okay.
Which Joburg is a 5,500 feet, so that's 7,500 feet, and that's the ceiling of what's called the TMA, where if you fly above that, you'll get yourself into a bit of trouble.
Well, other larger, more vicious planes will tear you apart in the sky.
Okay. If they pass you even within a kilometer, it'll turn you upside down.
Wow.
Those jets are unbelievably powerful.
It does look like fun, though. I saw a video the other day on social media, some guy in a gyrocopter. It just looked like fun.
It's a lot of fun. It's a hell of a lot of fun flying.
All right, so what's on the agenda after this very busy week?
Well, believe it or not, I don't know if you remember, last year there was a whole bunch of reports came out. England is banning diesel engines from 2040, and Germany's put a ban on diesel engines. And,
right.
You know, everybody was
getting... In 2040, most of us will be dead.
Exactly. Well, yeah, dead or retired. Given all of this frantic activity around diesel engines, some scientists have, British scientists no doubt, have come out with this new technology or system to eliminate the harmful gases from diesel engines. And this engine will be called the NOx, nitrous oxide emissions, from diesel engines, which apparently is an ammonia creation and conversion technology that converts the liquid that comes out of the exhaust into harmless gases.
Hmm. So ammonia comes out of an exhaust?
No. This turns it into an harmless ammonia.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that's interesting because we use ammonia in all kinds of cleaning detergents. It's not a particularly pleasant smelling stuff, but it's not poisonous.
No.
It's not dangerous to the environment in the long term, and in small concentrations makes no difference.
Exactly.
And if you're turning it into nitrous oxide, which is N2O, that's also fairly innocuous. Bit of an oxidizer, and that's it.
Yeah, and that's it. So apparently the scientists have now suddenly, since the ban of diesel engines, come up with this new technology, and it's going to be in the market in a couple of years. But I still don't see it taking on electric cars.
Well, I also think that the ultimate fuel is hydrogen, right? I mean, that's the one that we want to use, because hydrogen, when it burns, makes only water.
Water. And that's
so it's
not
safe.
Harmful to anybody.
No. It's terrific if we could just find a way to harness that. And by the way, lots of explosive power in hydrogen. Plenty. You take a little balloon full of hydrogen, creates quite a bang.
Oh, jeez.
If you put a lit match to it. So there's power there. We've got to figure out a way to make that the fuel of tomorrow.
Wasn't that big Hindenburg?
The Hindenburg Zeppelin, yeah.
That
was a hydrogen fire.
Yeah,
it's not a good idea to fill a bag that big with hydrogen and then
put people in it.
You know, there are also, I mean, since we're talking about this, there are speculative theories now from people who've studied that Hindenburg disaster, and they say that it might have been the frame that caught fire first, and then that ignited the hydrogen. It wasn't, in other words, the hydrogen that ignited the rest.
Yeah.
But there's, it's back in like 1918 or something now, so it's very difficult to figure out what exactly happened.
But in any scenario, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's hydrogen or whatever it is, you're sitting on a bomb when you're driving your car.
Right, you're driving with a tank full of hugely flammable liquid under you.
Oh, no.
Yes.
It's depressing.
I don't need to think about that now.
Talking about fuel, the Western Cape is looking at introducing a provincial fuel levy on top of the current fuel levy. How ridiculous is that?
They must get lost. Hey? Enough of this. Why are you punishing people who are productive?
It's absolutely silly. I don't see the point in the fuel levy.
I do. It's the DA is hell-bent on big government. That's what they are.
I don't know if you know the Ford Wildtrak, very, very popular 4x4 at the moment.
Is that because the steering wheel stays intact?
Probably.
Ford, shame they've had such a tough time. Tell me why. Is there a problem?
No. So the Ford Wildtrak is very popular, but the Ford Raptor 2-liter will be built in South Africa in the next couple of years. So it's due in 2019. And it's going to be built in the Silverton plant in South Africa. And remember, Ford announced that they're investing 3 billion rand. It's now turned out that part of it is because they want to assemble this Raptor.
Well, that kind of makes them immune to abuse now. If you put that much money into this country, we can only love
them. We should be your friends.
Yeah. Exactly.
Cougars are a thing of the past.
That is good news.
All right. And then finally, it is roadblock season.
I've been pulled
one yesterday.
Three times this week.
Jeez.
The one time they breathalyzed me, I hadn't been drinking, so it was fine. Second time they were checking licenses. And the third time they were also checking cars for like contraband in your boot or whatever.
Oh.
So just be careful, everybody.
Yeah.
And they're everywhere. Every on-ramp and off-ramp to the highway.
Right, this weekend. Yeah. This is the major
weekend.
One.
Yeah. So a couple of things to kind of look out for. The first is you have the right to verify the authenticity of the roadblock. So you can ask the officer for identification.
Pay attention now. This is useful. What George is telling you now is the kind of stuff you really need to be aware of at a roadblock.
Without becoming antagonistic.
Don't say, where are you oaks from?
Don't do that.
I had a very nice conversation with the dude, William Nickel, the other day. He said he doesn't even understand because they block the on-ramp, so it creates traffic problems.
Right? Yeah.
And I said to him, why do you guys do this here? He's like, well, there's some dude in the office who makes the decision about where they're all going to have these roadblocks. And he said, if I had a say, I wouldn't have it here.
Yeah.
So you just you're not talking to someone who
buys into the. Yeah,
they don't work for you directly. They also have bosses who tell them what to do. Don't be impolite.
Yeah, exactly. And then if you do have an outstanding traffic fine, you don't necessarily have to be arrested unless the police can produce a copy of the warrant.
Oh wow, that's interesting.
So ask for a copy of the warrant if you have an outstanding fine. If they produce the copy of the warrant, they can detain you.
Oh, snap.
So don't resist that because it can become worse. And then remember that the legal limit of alcohol is 0.05 grams per deciliter. So if you do get breathalyzed, insist on the use of clean, sterile equipment if they're going to draw blood.
Are they allowed to draw blood?
They are.
Oh, I thought they were just...
Yes, yeah.
Oh, damn. That is a game changer.
There's a solution. Just don't drive under the influence.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. Just don't even have one beer.
Oh, now you want constable to be all about an injection and poking you. No thanks.
And then if you do end up getting arrested, you have to be told your rights immediately. You must be taken directly to the nearest police station. And you have the right to appear in court within 2 days, and you can apply for bail at the station unless you're being held for a more serious offense. And you have the right to be treated professionally. So remember your rights, but do it in a polite manner.
All right. There we go. Some useful info from George.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
This is CliffCentral.com.